Jamie Locker with you. See, I thought Scott was going to come in with Pink Pony Club because they were blasting it last night in the Rogers Center like the Edmonton Oilers dressing room in the Stanley Cup Final playoffs.
Stop it with that song, everybody. Let it go away.
The Toronto Blue Jays are breaking all superstitions. Vladdy wearing a Matthews jersey? Didn't matter. The Jays won. Playing Pink Pony Club?
Trophy?
Didn't matter. Touching the AL Championship trophy? Doesn't matter. Superstitions don't matter, except for this one. You're welcome, Saskatchewan. 2-0. The hat is 2-0 that I've been wearing for the last two games for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Or,
in the studio with me, it's going to be by my side for the rest of the World Series.
They've just completely nixed everything about the jinxes, right? By just like jumping in on all of them, they've just completely ruined the power of.
Should
of
we be
any
ready
of
for
them.
The Toronto Maple Leafs to win the Stanley Cup now that? Vladdy Guerrero Jr. wore an Austin Matthews jersey.
Let's not get carried away.
And the Jays won Game 7 of the American League Championship Series.
Big win. Big win!
We begin the Green Zone with the starting lineup, the top sports headlines, and yes, indeed, for the first time since 1993, the Jays are going to the World Series.
Here comes the 3-2. He got him! For the first time in 32 years, the Toronto Blue Jays are going to the World Series.
It was a dramatic Game 7. Mariners up 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two men on. George Springer at the plate.
And a swing and a fly ball to left field. Back goes a Rosarena. She's gone!
There's Joe Carter in 93. Walk off, Game 6, win the World Series.
Bat flip.
No. There's that one.
There's that one?
That's number two. Bat flip is now number three.
Okay.
For the biggest home run in Blue Jays history.
I don't hate that order. Have we got recency bias? Game 7, though.
It's Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. Trumps Game 5 of the American League Divisional
the
Series.
The Jose Bautista backflip got them into
the ALCS. And then they
this
lost
is
that one.
This is bigger.
100%. Or maybe Edwin Encarnacion, who did hit a walk-off homer to advance, would also be in the list. Let us know where you'd rank it, but what a moment
last night. Number two. I like that.
We're also asking you, what is your story from last night? Who are you watching it with? What will you remember from the day the Jays punched the ticket to the World Series? 32 years in the making was that moment. Last night. Let us know. 1-877-332-8255.
Riders are playing this weekend. Trevor Harris back taking first team reps for the regular season finale.
Anytime we get an opportunity to play, it's always important. The more reps, the better. I've told you guys in preseason, I've told Mace, let me play 3.5 quarters, and if it's close, leave me in. That's how I feel now.
I wonder if anybody had the courage to ask him what he thought about Jack Cohn going in for the fourth on Friday.
He probably didn't care because that was the plan, and they stuck to the plan. And if it wasn't for a missed kick, and maybe
I'm not letting you speak for Harris. I'm not letting you speak for Trevor. You don't know that.
He would have rather played.
By the way, AJ. That's true. AJ Ouellette was back out for the first team reps as well. And then we still have Noah Myers, Johnson, Emelis with the starters. So we'll keep an eye on that because we don't get the injury. They're playing Saturday, so we won't get the injury report until Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
On who's available, who's not available. And then, of course, the depth chart Friday, the regular season finale Saturday against the BC Lions. Meanwhile, doubleheader last night in the National Football League. Oh, boy, did Jahmyr Gibbs have a night for the Lions.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
First and goal from the 5. Why not? Gibbs again.
Spinning. touchdown.
Yes, the Lions beat the Bucs 24-9. The other game last night, the Seahawks beat the Texans 27-19 to try to heal some of Seattle's emotional loss with the Mariners losing.
The Rams fans saying, oh, the agony continues. But the football team's good.
Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks, they're okay. 27-19 win over the Texans. With the Bucs loss, it means the number one team in the NFL right now is the Indianapolis Colts at 6-1. The Colts are the best team in football with Daniel Jones at quarterback. That is nuts to me. Hi to the New York Giants, who are dealing with Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart, your former quarterbacks, now on the best team in the National Football League.
I'm disappointed because the Kraken lost last night. The Mariners lost last night. The Seahawks had to ruin the trifecta.
It's only happened twice in the history of sports where a city's baseball team got eliminated on the same night as their hockey and football team losing. The Philadelphia, it happened to this year,
yeah,
and Philadelphia in 85. It was almost the third time and second time this year, but no, the Seahawks avoided total disappointment.
We'll move on to hockey. Brad Marchand and the Panthers are in Boston tonight.
I think I'm just excited about it. I'm just going to try to enjoy it. I don't really know what to expect, you know, emotionally.
So Marchand went to Florida at the trade deadline last year. He was hurt when they picked him up, so he missed, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks, because the Panthers did play in Boston once he went to Florida, but this is the first official trip back, so we'll keep an eye on that. It'll be interesting to see what the team does for him. The Panthers have lost four in a row, and I hate to see that. Oh my goodness, it's just destroying me. One of 10 games in the NHL tonight, including the Oilers, wrapping up this most recent road trip. The Oilers have not
played. Yeah, I was like, how's your Oilers road trip going there, Locker?
Trade Bouchard! They're in Ottawa tonight. The game starts at 5 o'clock.
And fans of retro jerseys in hockey celebrated today. Yes, the Carolina Hurricanes and the Colorado Avalanche announced today that on Thursday they will be wearing the Hartford Whalers and Quebec Nordiques jerseys against each other.
That's fun.
Do you want to know the last time that happened? 1995. It was the last regular season game in Quebec. The last Nordique game before they went to Colorado. Their last regular season game was against the Hartford Whalers. Joe Sakic had 3 points with the game-winning goal. Who played net that night? For the Hartford Whalers, it was the great Sean Burke. And for the Quebec Nordiques, it was Stéphane Fissé. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait till Thursday.
Sean's in San Jose now?
Yes, he's the goaltending coach there.
Goaltending?
Can't wait. Whalers versus the Nordiques this Thursday. Coming up next, what's your story on Game 7 last night? Who did you watch it with? What will you remember when George Springer hit the ultimate Springer dinger? 1-877-332-8255. We know someone, and we actually know a few people we're going to talk to today who are in the building, including Sully from Rock 102, who has the video on his phone. He was recording the Springer dinger. That's next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I was hoping we'd play the whole song.
Yeah, we can if you want to.
Good.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone.
I can't be the only one that is sick of that song. It's not even an Oilers thing.
It's fine. It's also Davis Schneider's walk-up song, and they've been having fun
with it. That just gets in my head. I'll be whistling it all day.
It was a celebratory mood last night for the Blue Jays and their fans at the Rogers Center. Sully from Rock 102, Mariners fan, was there last night, got in the building for Game 7. But, Sully, did you have to give up a kidney?
This is going to sound this is going to sound like I just, like, you know, like I dive into a Scrooge McDuck money bin every night, but it's not that, I swear. I sat in a suite last night.
What?
For game 7 of the ALCS. Now, I got there 3 innings into the game, and I told myself, like, okay, I'm going to get there late because traffic out here is ridiculous. So just get tickets when you get there because the prices will drop. This is what I was hoping for, and it all came to fruition, and got in there. Mariners were leading. I'm sitting in a suite. I got a beer in hand. Life was great. And it changed, you know, shortly
the
after.
Seventh. So. Yeah. Is that a strategy? If people are trying to go to Toronto for the World Series, like, you wait until the third inning and the prices drop to get in there?
Do you mind telling us what you paid
or how big the discount was?
Well, I told myself, okay, I'm only going to go this high. And I paid after fees and all that jazz. It came out to $400.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Sweet, right? Game 7 ALCS. Yeah. Come on, that's decent. But you wait a little bit. People get desperate. They just want to make back something. So you capitalize, man.
Will that moment go down as like an all-time heartbreaker? Oh my goodness. Or will you be able to, in a couple of months or days, appreciate, like, when people are talking about the George Springer home run as one of the greatest home runs in Blue Jays history, you'll be able to go, it was kind of cool that I was in the building to experience that.
I'm not fully there yet, but you know what? from years and years and decades of being a Canucks, Chargers, and Mariners fan, I'm pretty used to this dejection. So, you know, when I'm there, when I'm present and privy to a moment like that, I can understand it and I can fully respect it. The fact that I was in the house for Canadian sports history, and I felt I was a Mariners guy, I'm still a Mariners guy, of course, but I felt the goosebumps. You felt the building shake. To be there for that is very special, and that was not lost on me by any means.
So let's just pull a hypothetical here, Sully. You're in the stands. It's the 7th inning. Your team is leading. You got your weird colored Mariners jersey on. You got your ball glove ready to go. Springer cranks one. It's coming right at you. You catch the ball. What do you do?
I mean, it's almost like Wrigley Field. I'll catch it, but I'll probably throw it back onto the turf.
There we go. Well, that's what they were doing with the Mariner home runs last night. They were throwing them back.
Yeah, you know what? Everything was going so good. And then 7th inning, they brought in Bizzardo, and who's been great for us. You know, he really has been. But you could just – there was a pit in my stomach feeling, and I was like, what is happening? Why did you do this? Lo and behold, these things happen.
Jamie had the same feeling. He told his whole family that, oh, look, the Jays are going to win.
When I saw Bizzardo, I literally said, they went with Bizzardo, Jays are going to win this. I was like, Jays are going to win this. And then Springer went yard. And I was like, why didn't I say that to somebody who's actually going to vouch for me, who knew what I was talking about?
I should have tweeted it.
Should have put it on X. Was the building like in... after that home run? I know you were dejected, but what was it like in the suite around you when Springer
hits
that out of the park?
It kills me that I was watching it through my phone, because I was recording it, right? And so I love being there for the moment, and I always kick myself, and I always tell myself, just be there for the moment, don't film it, you know, don't get lost in that, but I did it. I did it for the social media. I know my boss, Ryan Zimmerman's listening right now. I did it for my job. I sacrificed a moment in Canadian sports history for my job. But no, man, go check it out on the Rock 102 social channel. It's very cool. The whole building is shaking. It looked like just a tidal wave. Like, if you look down at the people jumping up and down, like, it just looked incredible. Like, it was such a sensational moment. And, yeah, you know, I wish it was that kind of moment for the Mariners, but they managed themselves out of the game. So this is what happens.
You had mentioned, because you went to game 6, you're wearing your Mariners jersey at the game for both games, game 6 and game 7. And you talked a little bit about getting chirped, especially on the way out after game 6. Was the crowd meaner, nicer at the end of Game 7?
People were way better last night. I think it was because, like, everyone was on edge, and when you're on edge, maybe you lash out. Maybe yeah. There's something to that. I don't know. But last night, it was just people didn't have time for me in my Mariners jersey. They wanted to jump around and party. So, no, it was, you know, what was really nice about it is that, like, I'm nearing 40 years old, and I've come to the point in life where I respect these kind of moments. It was just so positive, you know, last night. Everyone was so happy and elated, and even though I'm a Mariners fan, that made me happy. I was really happy to see that.
First time in 32 years the World Series comes back to this city and this country. So proud of every one of you. Enjoy every single moment of this tonight because you guys earned the f*** out of it. Let's go!
It looked like a nightclub.
Is that our foul mouth manager again?
Oh, yeah, he swore again. Please won't someone think of the children who were watching
it's
last
about
night.
The kids, Jamie Nye.
Don't get me started again. Meanwhile, the numbers are in from last night. Sportsnet.
Hold on.
Has
Let me sent guess.
This.
Let me guess. You said 5. You said 5 million.
Yes. The average audience of 5. That's what I thought it would be.
Okay. I'm going to go. What was the Four Nations? Four Nations was.
I can't remember what it was.
It was like 12, wasn't it?
I can't remember what it was.
You know what? I'm up over 10. I'm going to go 13 mil.
So Game 7 of the American League Championship Series last night between the Blue Jays and Mariners delivered a record-breaking viewership on Sportsnet and Sportsnet Plus. An average audience of 6 million Canadians tuned in to watch the Jays last night. The previous high was Game 6 of the 2015 ALCS. They lost that one. An average of 5.1 million. So an average of 6. The audience peaked at 8.3 million in Game 7 when Jeff Hoffman struck out Julio Rodriguez for the final out. So it was a 6 million Canadians watching that one last night.
I'm surprised it wasn't higher. I went out for a walk with the dog. I got home as soon as we finished up, and I took Kingston out for a little jaunt just to make sure I got that in because I didn't want to do it if the game got exciting, and I was listening to the game, and I'm walking around the neighborhood. And not that I'm spying into people's homes, but
liar,
you can see people watching TV in their living rooms, right?
Yes.
And every TV I saw, except one, had the Jays game on.
I'm not surprised.
And that's not like, I mean, it's a small sample size, but I was kind of surprised by that everyone that I could see, and I have 5 or 6 houses, I could see watching the Jays game.
So a record breaker last night for Sportsnet. Of course, Sportsnet hasn't covered a World Series yet. That was, I think it was CBC back in the day that had World Series when the Jays were playing. The Phillies and the Braves in 92 and 93.
Do the numbers go up now that we're going to be in the World Series?
100%.
Sure.
100%.
I thought because of the Game 7 sort of swagger of it, right, that it might drag people in.
Well, the average audience throughout that round was 4.4 million. So it got an extra almost 2 million last night on average.
That's pretty big.
Watching. And when you think about the population of Canada being, 35 million now?
I think we're up over 40, aren't we?
You're looking at one every sixth Canadian watching that Jays game last night. At some point or the other, they always go overall last night, total views for a game. But overall, they believe 15.9 million Canadians tuned in at some point during that round.
But the average audience was
Seattle Mariners.
Jeff is asking about radio. That does not include radio, Jeff. So the numbers are probably higher based on that as well. Because a number of provinces, you know, if you're driving around, you can pick it up. Right.
Well, we continue here on the Green Zone. We're asking you, what's your story from last night? Game 7, watching history. as for a generation or two or three, you've never experienced this before.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer dinger! 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh!
Yes, that was Jays Radio last night on Sportsnet in Toronto as Springer gets the lead and the Jays win. So last night, I'm doing the parent runaround. I have the audio on, that call going on while I'm driving my daughter, get home, get the game on. My son and wife come home about the fifth or sixth inning. Maybe it was him. Maybe it was his presence when he walked into the room, the boy, because he was playing football, mini sticks, all that stuff. But all of a sudden, he started to pay attention in the bottom of the seventh when the home run happens. Although the home run happens about the time of bedtime for the seven-year-old.
And he's a good little ball player, too. Is he into ball?
He didn't get him in this year. He's now football, soccer, hockey. But, okay. So we're trying to do that whole bedtime routine. Well, he wants to watch the game. We're fighting. But this morning, I was laughing. Shauna Foster, Z99, was telling the exact same story of her experience watching Game 7 last night.
Trying to get the kids
Which was trying to get the kids to bed, but the kids were excited about the game, didn't want to go to bed, and my son in the back seat listening to this story on the way to the school just says this. Yep. Because she went, and the kids didn't want to go to bed. And he goes, yep.
Didn't you let the boy come down and watch the end of the game?
As they were getting... But because we didn't, who knows how long the game is. Can't be like, oh, you can watch it all the way to the end, and then it goes to 15 damn innings.
Yeah.
That happened in the Stanley Cup playoffs with a marathon, I do believe, with, hey, you can stay up and watch. So I heard the bedtime routine still going on in that final, and I was, Jasper, get down here. So he watched the final out.
And who was pitching?
We don't need to get into that yet.
Who is?
We want your story. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone.
We got some texts about your opinions about
Hoffman. We got one text about Jeff Hoffman.
We got two. Two before we even mentioned
anything.
What did
I say about Jeff Hoffman? What did I say? He's going to cost them a game in the playoffs. Are the playoffs over yet? I have no apology to Jeff Hoffman until he comes out of this clean.
Were you nervous? How many strikes did he throw? How many strikes did he throw? I think he needs an apology.
Not a chance. I'm more nervous than it. When he gets to the...
How many batters did he strike out? Doesn't matter how many strikes he
threw. He was impressive the last two games, although good thing Rodriguez
Not only that, he's throwing heat.
I'm swinging at everything.
95 miles an hour. He came out. He was
firing. Throws 95 miles an hour in the regular season, too, but... About 16 or 17 times, those balls went over the fence and he blew saves, including one game against the Dodgers. He had a blown save when he walked five back.
He had a record saves.
Against the Dodgers this year, he had faced five batters and walked all five. It was terrible.
They're going to the World Series.
Yes, they are.
You owe Hoffman an apology.
1-877-332-8255. What is... Your story from last night. What will you remember about watching Game 7? And where were you when George Springer went yard in the bottom of the seventh? And what I will say, the second best home run in Blue Jays history. Number one's Joe Carter. Number two's George Springer. Bat flip Batista's at number three.
We did get this text from Sheldon from Nipawin. Last night's Jays Game 7, watching on my couch. I will remember how good my back was feeling as I landed on it pretty hard, falling on and off the Jays bandwagon after game two. There was a lot of that jumping on and off the bandwagon. So you're not alone, Sheldon. There was people in this room that were jumping on and off the bandwagon for the Jays this season more than a couple of times. Might need knee braces myself.
This is a cool story that came in from Jason. So in 93, my dad had a portable TV, took like eight AA batteries with a long antenna. I was five. We watched Joe Carter hit that World Series winning home run at a Swift Current Broncos game in the stands. I got to share this story to my kids who are five and eight. And now I get to relive this memory with my kids Saturday night at the Broncos game 32 years later. So they'll be going to the Swift Current Broncos game and now on his phone be able to watch game two of the World Series. That's where I was. Like I said to my son and daughter last night, I was like, my daughter's 13. I was like, I was a year younger than you the last time this happened.
Can you imagine, though, like, how we're all consuming content? Can you imagine back in 92, 93 when we were watching the Jays? I mean, we had to make sure we were in a bar or a restaurant or whatever it was or at home to watch the game. There was none of this sitting on the bus with our phones in front of me or me walking around with the dog being able to listen to it on my phone, right? Like, there's none of that. Times have changed for sure.
Wayne in Saskatoon, what's your Game 7 story? What will you remember from last night?
Well, I will never forget the manager, Schneider, saying a few words. They didn't get to beat him in time after they won. But Springer Dinger, baby, that was it.
Did it get Wayne off the cow? Did you? I think Evan Bray said he hasn't gone that vertical in 20 years.
No, I don't get off the couch unless it's hockey. So, but I was pretty happy.
Oh yeah, a lot of people would have been last night watching George Springer's home run at the bottom of the seventh. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. We're looking for your story.
Curtis from Moose Jaw is taking credit like you are for the win, Jamie. He stopped watching down 3-1 and thinks that that might be the reason why he gave them the win.
Yeah, he says he's figuring it might be bad luck. Three innings later, my wife was cheering the 3-run home run that basically won the game. You're welcome, Canada, says Curtis in Moose Jaw. Thank you, Curtis, for your service as a Jays fan. Leaving the room.
Remember we talked earlier about Springer and who picked him on Ash was one of the I think two people that picked Springer as the Game 7 hero yesterday. So Ash was on it.
What's your story? What will you remember? Who were you with when George Springer went yard and the Jays punched their ticket to the World Series? First time in 32 years. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, of course, there was that iconic moment last night by George Springer on this day in sports, but one of the most iconic home runs was hit 50 years ago today. We'll remember that moment next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
It's up.
It's good.
Sidney
Crosby, the golden goal.
Down goes Frazier.
And after 22 years,
on this day in sports history and in baseball playoff history and in World Series history, some claim it's the greatest World Series game ever played. The Reds and the Red Sox, 1975, yes, 50 years ago today. It was 6-3. Then there was a 3-run home run from the Red Sox. It forced extra innings. And in the 12th inning, Carlton Fisk has one of the most memorable moments in World Series history.
Throw delivery to Fisk. He swings. Long drive. Left field. If it stays there, it's gone. Home run. The Red Sox win. And the series is tied 3 games apiece.
Yes, it forced a game 7. We all know how that would end. The Red Sox would not win because they didn't win until 2004. But when you go, Carlton Fisk, that's the home run where he's on the first baseline after he connects and he's trying to wave it fair. He's waving it fair, and it goes off the foul pole, which is now known at Fenway as the Fisk pole. He hit that home run on this day 50 years ago today. Not sure if the arm movements from Carlton
Fisk. It helps.
Wave that thing fair or not.
I'm also pretty sure the refs can hear me.
But Red Sox and their fans celebrated that 12th inning home run 50 years ago today, even though Game 7 ended in disappointment. Meanwhile, another text came in the locker. How How many people turned the game off last night? Yeah. There's three people who said my story from Game 7 last night was seeing the Mariners go up 3-1. Click.
Again, you and I had this conversation earlier today, and we were talking about how I wasn't anxious at all about being down 3-1. And when they went, I was more anxious when they went up 4-3. I was like, oh no, because Seattle has that capacity too.
Because you saw Jeff Hoffman coming in and you went, oh.
No, I don't have the same relationship with the Hoffman family as you do. I was more concerned about Cal Raleigh sitting in that fourth spot in the ninth inning.
Yeah, when he was on deck in the bottom, on the top of the ninth, I was like, please get Rodriguez out so you don't have to face Raleigh.
Yeah, big dumper steps up. I think that's a different game last night. That's a different game.
Jays are going to the World Series. We're going to talk to Aaron Kurolnik of TSN Radio about the history made by George Springer coming up.